segmentation by customer lifetime value, right? How do you segment out, and why should you be segmenting out your customers by the stage they're in, right? I'll give an example why this is important is most of the times they make a purchase and you treat them as the same way as if they never made a purchase, right? We have this, especially with email, you have this batch and blast approach where you're just kind of hammering out emails and getting them to buy and sale and discount and everything. How do you change that? And how do you make sure that you're marketing to people at the stage they're at and making sure that you're trying to capture as much profit margin as you can and respecting the stage they're at by listening to where they are, right? So we're going to start, first off, we'll start with you, Javi. What's your social segmentation strategy? What's your thoughts on that?
So one of the things, and it's almost so simple in its beauty, which is why I love it so much, is you want to create a wide array of content and let people self-sort, so to speak, by engaging in what they're interested in. So, you know, you could have one of the really nice things on Facebook is you can retarget to people who watched specific videos. You know, so if you want to have a video that hits a certain vertical of the products that you sell, and then you can retarget to them about a sale coming up, you know, that's related to that. Just any kind of post like that, and videos are especially great for that. And they're so cheap for the beginning of that journey, because it's not like putting in these very expensive, like we said, the cost per clicks are getting more and more expensive on Facebook. Video views tend to be really, really, really low costs per view. And because of that, just a wonderful way to grow your audience here and let them find you. And again, like I said, self-sort, that they go to the content that they're interested in on their own naturally. And then you cultivate that conversation moving forward.
Nice. That's so smart. Very important. And you also talked about why social segmentation of interest now versus interest later, which I think we can all relate to, right? Bought something now, right? When I'm interested now or later. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. So, you know, talking here, thinking, and I keep bringing up these parenting examples, but I guess that's my life.
It's okay.
You know, talking about someone who purchased a baby bottle sterilizer, right? So you can think of it, you know, in terms of time right now, but where else on the graph, what else would interest them? So you can stay within category, right? So within baby bottle sterilizer, you've got baby bottles, you've got baby bottle nipples, you've got pacifiers, you've got bottle brushes, you've got adjacent things, similar, you know, other kind of baby products. And then you can also take that and think and try to understand what you know about your target audience from that. And where will they be in the future? So if now they need baby bottles, thinking about, you know, they're going to be needing in the future things for toddlers and then small children and then starting school, you know. And so if you start thinking about your client in their own lifetime as well, you can really start understanding how much you have to offer them, you know, for them to just keep coming back, right? Because you're not going to keep selling them a bottle sterilizer over and over again, but you have something for all the different, you know, life stages, then you're set. You know how to engage with them moving forward. You can already know what their problem points are going to be before they're there themselves, you know, before their first kid hits first grade. You know, and you know, wow, buying all that back to school gear for the first time is really overwhelming, you know, and you can just make like a preset package, you know, and hit those people that last year were buying kindergarten stuff, you know, that's already taking a jump ahead and anticipating what their needs are going to be. And that's also what builds the relationship. They love it.
Exactly.
They love when you know them. I love it. I love when my needs are anticipated. I love when I see an ad and I say, holy smokes, that's exactly what I needed. And I didn't even realize, you know, how is it that I know that I needed that? Because they know what I've been doing up until now, you know,
that's it, you know? And so again, like you said before, some people find that creepy, but in reality there's a fine line between super relevant and creepy, you know, not to be creepy, but like, you know, that's,
and you know, we say it's creepy, but on the other hand, if anyone went onto Amazon and they did not see recommended for you or people who bought this also bought, I have a feeling a lot of people would be pretty pissed. What happened to my Amazon? Where are all my recommendations?
Yep.
You know?
That's so true. Yeah. That's, they want relevancy, you know, at the end of the day, and know you're listening in the right way.